Your Say.
And Jan Ryan joins me as always. Hello, Jan.
Hello, Fenella.
Good to have you here. Now, this week we're talking about money. Money is on everybody's mind oftentimes, but also in response to our panel on the way the world of money is being redesigned and shaped. Jan, I use a combination of cash and credit card and, you know, FPOS, things like that. Yourself?
I use FPOS. Mm. I use a credit card. I'm trying not to use cash anymore, so I'm going against the trend, it
you
seems.
You can give it to me. I'm happy to do that. But we've had some really fantastic letters and, of course, onto our Facebook and on our website as well. But what does Neil McCrossan
comments on the trend towards us printing our own airline tickets. And he's got a really good idea for securely printing our own money from home. Now, he suggests, now this is a two-step process.
So it wasn't such a daft question I asked the other week.
I think it's a brilliant question. And he suggests every household or office own a secure money printer. And he's assuming that that would be secure and could not be photocopied. So we take it that it's secure. When someone wants money, they swipe their card and enter their PIN. Their money is then printed and the machine notifies the bank that the money is deducted from their account. Step two, you go to the shop and spend the money, and at the end of the day, your printed money, at the end of the day, the shop feeds that money into a shredder and knows how much money it's put in. It's read the code for that money that you've printed out at home. And then it notifies the bank as to how much money has gone into the shop, if you can get all of this. So really, I think that's a brilliant idea. He says there's no need to go to the ATM to get cash, no need for businesses to go to the bank and deposit their takings. But, yes. What happens if there's a paper jam?
And what about recycling as well? Mm. Can you recycle it? Helen Padman also commented, one thing that you did not mention was the introduction by banks of the Visa debit card. I got rid of my credit cards about 2 years ago. I changed to Visa debit and it's been the best thing I've done. You can have the convenience of the credit card, but you're actually using your own money. It's actually saved me a lot. And if I don't have the money to spend, then I won't do it. I will never, she says, have a credit card again in my life.
Well, no job Bob comments. I don't like using electronic money. It is not an issue of the tax avoidance, and I'm offended by the disparaging comments implying this. The panellists said it was, you know, using money was a way of avoiding tax. Cash is tangible and easy to audit. I don't need a computer to trace my accounts. Computer programs require a fair degree of effort, and most people don't know how to use the programs, so everything goes wrong and the banks are against you and everything. So stay with money, he says, old-fashioned money.
And also Jerry Durham comments and says that a guest on the program claimed that FPOS was invented by the Kiwis or Aussies. I think this claim was absurd. Technology of this sort is built upon layer of inventions and discoveries. And for this fellow to make this claim is truly wondrous. Thanks, folk. I think FPOS was a brand in Australia and New Zealand. But maybe you know, if you have any ideas, let us know. We would love to hear from you. In fact, we love hearing from you on our Facebook page, on our website, via email, on Twitter, all those places. So go to our website, abc.net.au/radionational. Thank you very much, Jan Ryan.
Thank you, Fenella.